A couple weeks ago, I did an episode on what is the difference between a mental health coach and a counselor. And I know that this is important because now we're just going to talk about what is the role of a Christian mental health coach. Now, I'm just glad you're here because, again, I know this is a little bit different than what you're used to. Or maybe this is your first time here and you just stumbled upon it and you're like, I'm just trying to figure out if I need to find a mental health coach. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Because as I am a Christian mental health coach, trauma-informed, and life coach, it's important for me to help my clients just improve overall, whether it's physical, emotional, and spiritual, or all of them. And it's very distinct from therapists and counselors. And if you need to go back and listen to that episode, I'll make sure to have that episode here for you as well. But if you're trying to figure out the difference, go back and listen to that episode. But this one's really going to be focused on, like, what do I do with my clients? And this is just my personal take, right? This is me as a coach and what God has called me to do and how He's called me to help my clients. And it's very clear that I do not diagnose or treat mental health disorders, again, like PTSD, bipolar, or anything along those lines, even some forms of complex trauma. So the key roles, though, and responsibility is goal setting and action plan. And this is really a faith integrated piece where I want to help my clients get where they want to be. And this isn't some like overarching. Sometimes it's learning to set boundaries is their goal. I can't tell you how many clients I work with on boundaries, people pleasing. So these goals, they include spiritual growth, improving relationships, and just overall talking about even their body, their well-being. And then we create an action plan that really incorporate the mental health strategies, spiritual practices, maybe it's church involvement, moving your body, Bible study, and all of that. Maybe it's even learning how to be in community again, how to make friends again, because you've isolated yourself. So every coaching client of mine gets a unique action plan based on where they are, what they need the most. And at the end of each session, they get a homework in little quotations assigned to them, and we agree on that. So if you are someone looking for a Christian mental health coach to keep you accountable, to help you overcome negative thoughts and patterns, and to really help take what you know about healing and put it into action, then we really would be a great fit for each other. You can book a free consultation on my website or wherever you're listening. The show notes right there for you. Just click on the link, book a consultation, or you can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Again, the next thing is really developing some even coping strategies or healing techniques in the present. So that is stress management or resilience building, because it's important for me to guide my clients through simple techniques they can do anywhere to help them manage stress. And that's important. This is really a both and, it's not either or. I want to help them learn self-reflection, because as a mental health coach, I encourage that self-reflection. We have to have a spiritual awareness, an emotional awareness, and a physical awareness. You know, and I walk my clients through specific beliefs and behavior activities. What we know about God impacts how we see the world around us. And there's points where we have to identify our strengths and our weaknesses. A role of mine is, as a coach, is regular check-ins, encouragement, and feedback. This is about also that psychoeducation where I educate my clients on what it is that they're going through, meaning if they've experienced trauma and now in the present, they're trying to figure out why they have a hard time with their memory or why they have a hard time thinking about what had happened to them. Maybe they're having symptoms of disassociation. I kind of walk them through, here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. And then going right into skill development, teaching them skills that will help them with effective communication, emotional regulation, decision-making, integrating biblical principles and teaching. So every session is very much tailored to what my clients need in that time and what it is that they're going through. It's so different. Every single session is something different with my clients and what they're going through and what they're healing from. And it depends on what they need. So maybe it is standing up for themselves and having effective communication. Maybe it's in conversations, it's learning that emotional regulation of how do I not have such a high emotional thinking? And of course, a role is really about just trust building and creating this safe, confidential, non-judgmental environment where clients feel comfortable just being able to share their thoughts, feelings, and spiritual struggles. I'll tell a lot of my clients because I can sense it. I have this discernment where they think I want the Christian answer and I want anything but the Christian answer, right? Well, God is good and everything's going to be okay. I know that. And, you know, it's just the way we word things. And so I create this space so that you can just be honest, that you can say if you're mad at God, that you can say what you're going through. And I'm not here to say that's right or wrong. Because we often have to get honest with ourselves. We have to get honest with God so that we can really begin to move forward. And one of the last things as my role as a mental health coach is that I do refer to other professionals. As I discussed on the other episode, one of my clients, we had talked about food and she wasn't eating enough. And so I would refer to a nutritionist. You know, when it's necessary, it's important for me to refer out to other therapists and counselors or healthcare professionals for that specialized treatment. For example, I have a neighbor who has somebody that they know that struggles with OCD. I am not going to say as a coach, well, here, yeah, I can help them with that. No, no, no. I know what I'm capable of helping with. And OCD is a very specialized treatment, often needing exposure therapy. And sometimes those counselors are hard to find or those therapists are hard to find in specialized area. But I had spent some time with research and just gave her a few options to find those specialized therapist to help this person with OCD. It's important. And so it's also important for me to provide faith-based resources if it is necessary and when it's necessary. So if I were to kind of summarize a coach, what I do as a coach, I help manage symptoms, minimize problems, work through pain, and minimize distress. This is not limited to but really is about where you are and where you want to be. What are these thoughts that are rolling around in your head? What are those negative? What do you feel stuck in? What do you feel like you're holding on to? What do you feel like you can't let go of? What about those people that you're trying to please? These are all things that I help my clients work through. Healthy people talk out their feelings while unhealthy people act out their feelings. As a Christian mental health coach, in my role is I help women find words to address their pain instead of acting out on them. It's so important for me. I help discuss those past pain with my clients when they feel ready and comfortable or if it comes up, but we don't always stay there. We take them through it. So if you're feeling like this, yes, this, I need this, I just want to know more. Maybe you have a few questions. Book a free 20-minute consultation and let's start there. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. You can email me, jessica@jessicahoddle.com, if you just have a few questions. But as always, don't forget, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.